Ba'ez Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Shmini, the eighth and final chapter in the Rambam Maseches Bechoros, in the laws of the first one, and laws in the Sefer Kabbalah, the book of private sacrifices, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim, discussing the second half of this halacha, that of Ma'aseh Behema, which have similarities to that of the laws of Bechoros, of the tithing of the animals, and specifically regarding when there are mistakes regarding the counting that we spoke about in the previous parak, that you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 10 is the one Ma'aseh Behema. What happens if there are errors in that counting? As Rambam begins halacha Aleph, regarding this halacha of making a mistake in the counting. So if someone brings in the sheep into the pen with the purposes of separating Ma'aseh Behema, okay, and they're going. The mothers are crying outside, like we said in the previous parak, and the animals are going out one by one. And he's counting, like we explained in the previous parak, in Halacha Aleph. But b'tah b'minyan, he makes a mistake in his counting. And he counts number 8, or a number lower than that. Instead of counting it at 7 or 6, he calls it asir, he calls it number 10. Or he counts number 12, or something, a number that's later than that, like 13 or 14, he calls it asir, number 10. So these animals, number 7 or number 14, whatever it is not sanctified with the sanctity of Ma'aseh Behema. And you haven't done anything. But imkarla tashi or la'achadasa, specifically, the numbers right next to 10, which is either number 9 or number 11, you call them asiri number 10, then this kadashu, then that number 9 or 11 will have a sanctity. Which, but that this thing is halacha mepi hakabal nishma, is a halacha that was heard from tradition. That the error that was made regarding the 10th one will sanctify specifically the one that's right above it or right beneath it, but not those that are earlier than those in the numbers and not those that are later than that in the counting. Now, if it calls number 9 asiri, number 10, and asiri tashi calls number 10 by mistake number 9, and the Mula'achad Asir then calls number 11, number 10. In other words, not only if he calls the ninth one number 10, is the ninth one going to be holy, but even if he calls also number 11 number 10, since he called number 10 as 9, and not as 10, as we'll see shortly in Halacha Gimel, so the ninth and 11th are both going to be sanctified because you called them number 10. And this is Bein Betois, Bein Mekavon, whether he did this by mistake or whether he did it with intent. Shlashta Mukdashim, all three then are going to be sanctified. Halacha Beis. Now, v'heich dinam. Now, but what is the halachic status of this number 9 and number 10 and number 11? So, hatashi in a car. So, the ninth one's not going to be sacrificed. El nechel b'mumay. Rather, it's eaten in a blemished state, as we'll shortly explain this source. V'asiri, number 10, is meiser. That is the 10th one. It's going to be brought as a meiser behemah. V'achar asa, the 11th one, is zikrav shlamim. Will be sacrificed as a shlam. And if it turns the sachem kashlamim, it requires libations like a shlamim. V'einayis the tamura. Now, you cannot make a tamura on this shlamim, which generally you could, which is trying to swap the sanctity onto another animal. Neishu atzmak a tamura, because really this number 11 itself is like a swapping of number 10, and the tamura cannot make a tamura, as Rambam says in the first parak in Hilchos Tamura. Now, but remember, when do we say this teaching? Is kashahaya hamaynehu bala behemis. If the one who is counting, who made a mistake, was the owner of the animals. But let's say he makes an agent to take off mice of him. V'ton, he makes a mistake, whether it's with the ninth one, whether with the 11th one, the only one that's sanctified is the definite 10th one alone. Because he didn't appoint him as an agent to make an error and to cause him a loss, only to make it sanctified accordingly. So for that, he wasn't considered a shliach, and therefore, it's not going to qualify for this halacha, only the 10th one will be sanctified. Now, halacha gimel. This that we said in Halacha Aleph, Shemkar la'achar asa, that if you call the 11th one asiri number 10, niskadish, then the 11th one also becomes sanctified. Kishikar la'asiri tashi. That's only if you call the 10th one, as we explained this in Halacha Aleph, as we described that case when 9 and 11 will both be sanctified. So specifically, number 11 will only be sanctified, which we said like a shlamim, only if you call the 10th one 9. Amkar la'asiri asiri, but if you call the 10th one number 10, and even if you subsequently then call number 11 asiri number 10, loin niskadish achadasa, then the 11th one will not be sanctified. Shari hasiri havadai, because the definite number 10, lo akur shem asiri me'olav, you didn't uproot its definite title of number 10. So you really called 10 as 10. And therefore number 11 can't be 10. Now, and it's only when you call 10 as 9, then okay, you didn't call it. And then you call 11 10, or then the 11th will have the sanctity. Now, vafili yotza asiri. Now, even if the 10th one comes out, and you don't call it not 10 and not 11, rather he was silent, And then Achkech Yotzer Achad Asa Kru, and then the 11th one came out and he called it Asiri number 10. Even though with the Eloi Neskadish, number 11 will not be sanctified. Because Asiri Me'atzim Neskadish, because the 10th one by itself was sanctified by virtue of being the 10th one. Vavbishle Kru Asiri, even though he didn't call it number 10, but Hoyble Oker Shem Asiri Me'olav, since he didn't uproot its title of number 10 by calling it 9, you didn't say anything? So in Achad Asa Mekudish, then in those situations, the 11th one will not be sanctified. Lacha Dalad discusses regarding what happens when many lambs come out at the same time. So Yatsu Tishi Iva Asiri Ke'echad, which, as we said, 9 is different than number 11, because 9 comes before number 10, and therefore it's different than 11, which we qualify as only considered sanctified, if you go ahead and you call number 10 as number 9. So let's say Yatsu Tishi Iva Asiri Ke'echad. Let's say 9 and 10 come out together. Now, Bein Shekar Shnei Masir, whether he calls both them number 10, they're coming out at the same time, he says 10, Bein Shekar Tashi, whether he calls it 9, because really that's what the number he's up to, either way, Shnei Mukdashin, they're both going to be sanctified, and you're calling it the same thing, you're calling either 9 and 10, 10, or you're calling 9 and 10, 9, both are going to be sanctified, because in here is 9 and 10, via Achla B'mulam, but you can eat in the blemished state, Bein Mekarevim, you cannot sacrifice because you don't know which one's number 9, and you don't know which was number 10. So you have to treat it misafik as ma'isa behema. At the same time, there's 9, so you can't bring it as a carbon. So too, let's say number 10 and number 11 come out as one. In kuram asiri, if you call it 10, because you're up to number 10, hadas asiri ve'achados ha'marav mizabezeh, you have 10, 11 mixed together. Behem kamei ma'isa shenzer b'shlam. And this is like when the ma'isa behema is mixed with that of a shlamim, where she'achla b'mumum, so then you eat in this blemish state. We explain the laws of invalidated karbanos. Because shlamim and that of ma'aseh behema have different halachas, so you have to wait till it's a blemish and then you eat it like that. Now, if you call them achad aser, number 11, you call both 10, 11, they're coming at the same time as 11. Hare hasiri v'hachulim maravan zebaseh. Then actually you have the ma'aseh behema with chulim that makes one with the other, because since you're calling it 11. So that's calling the 11th one. The 10th one is sanctified by itself. The 11th one is totally chulin because you never called it the 10th one. Oh, so then, the ochle b'mum, here also you have to eat in its blemished state because you have a taravis of that of ma'aseh behema and of chulin. So again, you don't know which one's which. You can't bring it as a carbon, but at the same time, you can't eat it until it develops a blemish. Halacha hei, hischel limnos. Let's say start counting. V'yatsu tchilo shnayim, and initially outcome 2. Shem Rishon Mishani, which is really the first number 1 and number 2. So Hariz Amayin Hakol Zug Zug. So then what he's going to do is they came out 2 at the same time. He'll count them in pairs, and he'll count the first 2 as 1, the next 2 as 2, and so on and so on. And Mekadesh Zug Asiri, and then he'll sanctify the 10th pair, and they're both going to be Meister because it's really number 10 and 20 because you're counting in pairs, 1, 2. So you're counting 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2. So the 10th one is the 10th pair. So to, let's say each time he's counting 3 at a time, or 5 at a time, Mekadesh Hakat Asir, the 10th pair of 5, all those 5, will be Ma'aseh Behema. Halacha Vav, Yatzeh B'tchil Shnayim Menam. Let's say initially 2 come out, and he counts them as Echad, as 1. In other words, as 1, not as 1 pair. And V'kar HaShlishi Shiyatz Achrim, then he calls out the 3rd one, which comes after these first 2, he counts it as Sheni, as number 2. And he keeps counting echad echad one at a time. So then, hareha teshiva asir mukdashin, v'yachla b'mumum. So then, the number 9 and number 10 are going to be sanctified and have to eat in a blemished state. Why? Hateshi, what he's calling 9, m'neshua asir havadi, is really the definite number 10. Because he's just one number behind, because he called the first 2 as 1. Sharishnam yasabatil, because like we said, 2 came out initially as number 1. Now, v'zisha kuroi asir, the one that he's calling 10, v'achad asir, is the 11th one. Ah, v'akar l'achar asa asiri, and remember called number 11, 10, Niskadish becomes sanctified when he called number 10 as number 9, like I did over here in this case, where therefore he uprooted number 10's title from it. Like we explained, in Alach HaBeis and number Gimel. Alach HaZayin continues, what if you count backwards? Menon l'mafreya, if you count retroactive, k'goyin sh'yotza rishon v'amar, let's say the first one came out and he says asiri, 10. V'yotza sheni v'amar, the second one came out and he says tshi, 9. And he's counting down. Until he reaches the 10th, when he counts as Achas 1, and he's a Kodesh, he's sanctified Shasir Me'el Neskadish, because although he's not calling it 10, he's calling it 1, but again, the 10th one is by default, which it is the 10th one, is sanctified by its own self. Halacha Ches, it introduces a when you're counting in what's called a min haro, a counting that's fit to have been 10, even if it doesn't reach there, also exempts from the laws of Maisa Behema. Karlachi, let's say you call the ninth one Asiri, number 10. Now, the truth is, Vinish Asiri Badir, the real 10th one, actually just remained in the pen, never came out. Shatashi Achabu Mumai. So, the ninth one will have to be eaten in the blemished state because the ninth one was sanctified in error, as we said in Halacha Aleph. So, although you never really uprooted the number 10 from the 10th animal, but since it's the ninth one is being called number 10, so you have to eat in its blemished state. Now, Vizesh Nisha Badir, the one that remained in the pen, is Meister, is the 10th one. Although it didn't come out and they didn't select it, Shasir may open the sketch because the 10th one, again, by itself, is automatically sanctified. Let's say Mesa Sir Badir, let's say the 10th one ends up dying in the pen. Still, Hatashi Yachabamum, the 9th one will be eaten in its blemished state because you called it number 10. And all the 8 that had gone out already and had been counted, and then again they came to 9, they called it 10, and the 10th one stayed in the side, turned they're all going to be exempt. Now, the Avbishal in the Scottish Likar, although their 10th one was never sanctified to be able to be sacrificed as a Maisa Behema, Elameis Kod Mishriyatza, rather it died before it came out. And this is the halacha that we're introducing over here, Shaminin Hara'u Paiter, because a count that was fit to have been 10, even though it didn't end up getting there because it stayed inside and it died, still pointed that exempts that they were counted in that count of 10, and therefore they're going to be exempted like they already had qualified the halacha, Maisa Behema. Halacha test. Hechnas Asara Tloim Ladir. Let's say he puts 10 lambs into a pen. And he's counting and going and going. But Meis Echad Min HaMenuyin. One of those that had already gone out and been counted died after it was already out of the pen. So Moina Umashlim Kedarkoi, so he continues to count in his normal way. Umakadish Asir, and he sanctifies the 10th one. Although now there's only 9 that are remaining, and there's no 10, but since initially in the pen there was 10 living ones, this all qualifies for this halacha that if it was fit to have been 10, even though one ended up dying that was taken out, it's going to exempt. Halacha Yud. Let's say one of those that are inside the pen that didn't go out and be counted yet, one of those died. So here also Elish and Nimna Peturin. Those that were counted already and had gone through the count are exempt. The reason for that is Shahaminyan Haro'u Lamaiser, because the counting that's fit to be supplemented to be a 10th one, even though it doesn't end up happening, Paiter exempts. Even though you don't end up separating a Maiser Hema on them, because the animal died inside, you don't have 10 anymore. But it's Min Haro'u Kamash Bran, like we explained in the Halacha Ches. Now, Ve'elah Shavetechadir. However, those that are independent didn't go out yet. They never had minyan haro. They weren't even counted to fit to be supplemented to 10. They weren't even taken out yet. So then manichim legarinach, them you leave over, in this case, to the next time that you're going to do ma'isa behema. Actually, start for lachem until it combines with other ones. So let's say you have the following case. Someone had 14 lambs. And he puts it into a pen. And 4 animals are going through the opening. He's counting them as they're coming out in one exit. Now, but then Yatzu Shisha, then another 6 go out, Umanam Pesachach, and he's counting them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 through a different opening. Now there's 4 animals remaining in the pen. So Im Yatzu Harba Hanisharam and Pesach Shiyatzu Ba Shisha, if the 4 that's remaining go out from the opening where the second counting of 6 had gone through, so Noitumhem Echad, so you take 1 from those 10, which now you have a sum total of 10. The kulam return, and they're all going to be exempt, meaning all the 14. Why? Because we understand why the 6, which had the 4, end up coming out, and then that's 10. But what's with the 4 that went out originally, and no other ones ended up going through that opening? There's just 4 remaining there outside. Because the 4 that originally went out from the first opening, meaning there was a number that was fit to be ended up being 10. That pattern that exempts them, because after the first 4 went out, there still remained enough animals inside the pen to supplement it to be the number of number 10. And for sure, the other 4 and 6, which went out to another one, they end up getting 10, so they're for sure going to be exempt. Now, b'miyatzu elu harba nesharim in a pesach, shiyatzu barba tchila. But let's say the remaining 4 that are in the pen end up going through the first opening, the first exit, where the first 4 had gone out. So, ha'eisim harba shiyatzu betchila. So, the original 4 that went out first, and the other 6, which went out through the second exit, those 10 are going to be exempt. Why? Because each one of them, nimna minyan haro lemaaseh, they were counted in the beginning of a count which was fit to be completed to be the number 10. Sharin nishrasham badir acheim lahashlam min la'aser. Whenever any one of them had gone out, the first one, when it went out, there was still 10 remaining. When the sixth went out, there was still 4 remaining. They both, each individually, had the option of it being fulfilled to number 10. Now, aval eilu harba shenishrasham, but the 4 that remained inside, in this case, although they went out and they were counted through the first exit, they never had an ability to be 10 because the other 6 had gone out from the second exit before they were counted. So that remaining 4 actually will have to be counted to another Geirin, another time of Ma'is Behema of the 3 times during the year. Another case. The same 14. Let's say 4 went out from one exit, another 4 go out from a second exit. Now there's 6 remaining inside. So if the remaining 6 go out of one of those 2 exits, so you're going to take whichever one is going out to is going to be 10, and you'll take one as the taif, and all of them, all 14 agree exempt, because again, each one really had many a row. But let's say the 6 split up into the 2 exits, half going here, let's say. Then Harei Hashisha Mitzdar from the Garnacha. So the remaining 6, those 6 that end up going out through different exits, will have to be combined for a different time from Ma'is Behema, because they never had Min Haro, because none of them end up being 10. And when they were going out, since you're going out from different exits, you never had the opportunity. Now, however, the original 8 that had gone out, 4 on this way and 4 on that side, they are going to be exempt. Because every one of those 4 that had 4 on this exit, 4 on this exit, they were counted. It was a counting that could have been completed to be 10 if that 6 would have gone through that exit. Because there were 6 remaining in the pen, and therefore they are going to be exempted because of this halacha of min haro. Let's say there was 19 lambs in the pen, and 9 went through this exit, and 9 went through exit number 2. So now that's 18, and you have 1 more left inside the pen. So you're going to take that last one as meiser, meaning whichever exit is going to go out to, it's going to make it into number 10. The kulam between, and all going to be exempt, no matter which exit. Sha'isma tisha, because the 9, let's say, which the 10th one did not go into, is nimna min haro, was counted as a count that could have been number 10, and therefore it's exempt for its counting. Look at Bizkit is regarding what happens if a majority goes out to be considered as counted, and regarding counting with interruptions. Hayimayna, let's say it was counting, and the lamb stuck out its head and the majority of its body from the pen, but v'chazer went back in. It's considered counted for all halacha purposes, which in general is halacha, what happens if it goes out and comes back in, but it's considered as it was counted already. Halacha Yud Gimel, Hayimayna, let's say it was counting, and he stopped counting, because his friend was talking with him, or it was already became Friday night, which you now do Ma'is Behema Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the red dye that you do, which is forbidden. So he stopped middle counting. So he can continue finishing and completing his counting at a later point in time. Halacha Yud Dalet, what happens if the animal goes back, as we referenced just before, back into the pen, from those that were counted, or actually from the one that was sanctified as the Ma'is Behema? So hayamayna, hayyitzin echad echad. Let's say he was counting each one going out one by one, and he sanctifies the 10th one. Then v'kavetz echad v'nun l'techadir. One that was already counted jumps back into the pen. L'tech elu, into those shadayin l'nimnu, v'lo nis'astu, into those that weren't counted yet and weren't taived. Niftra kol, all those animals are going to be exempt. Why? Shkol echem hem safik, because each one is a doubt, imhu amon shekafetz, if it's the counted one that jumped back in, oy acher, or maybe it's a different one. Now, Ukvar Biyana really explained in Halacha Ches that shekol amonim p'tun, all those that are counted are exempt. And since we don't know, the halacha has to be a siri yirkei, this has to be definite, not doubtful, and therefore they're all going to be exempt because of this doubt. Let's say kavetz echad min hasiriyim. Let's say not one of those that are counted, but one of those that already sanctified as ma'is behema, the 10th one, jumps back l'techadir into the pen. Kulam yiru achibam mum. So here, it might be one of the sanctified ones, so you can't just say like they're all exempt because you have a Maisa Behemisim over here. So Kul Yira, Shiba Bemum, so they all have to graze until they develop blemishes because of this one here that has a sanctified Maisa Behema, and it might be Maisa Behema. And then Miyachal Bumum, and then it's eaten, it's blemished day by the owner because it's owned by the owner, just you have to treat it as a Safik if maybe it was the Maisa Behema itself. We have completed the laws of the firstborn animals with heavenly assistance.